请我们一起来默
祷。Let's bow and pray in silence.
Amen. 奉主耶稣圣名，我们开始下午第二节的聚会。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we commence this afternoon's second session.
唱诗390首。
Let's sing him 390.
In the
name of Lord Jesus Christ, I pray.
主，我们感谢你带领我们进入今天下午的灵恩会。
Lord, we thank thee for guiding us this afternoon's service.
我们感动你，感谢你，我们感动弟兄姊妹一起来参加这个属灵的筵席。
Lord, once again we thank thee for moving the brothers and sisters to attend this spiritual feast.
主啊，愿你照着他们渴慕你、追求你的心，能够满足他们。
May the Lord bless them in accordance to thy wish.
愿主你丰盛的平安喜乐与我们同在。
May the abundant blessing, peace and joy be with us.
主啊，愿我们的聚集让你的名可以得到荣耀。
And may thy name be glorified due to our assembly.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们继续来看马拉基书。
Let's continue to study the book of Malachi.
马拉基书里面在描写神的感受跟人的感受不一样。
The book of Malachi describes the difference between God's feeling and man's feeling.
我们要跟神建立好的关系，我们需要去感受神的感受。
In order to build up a relationship with the Lord, we have to sense to the feeling of God,
然后
or the will of the Lord,
照着神的感觉来过我们的生活。
Then we'll live in accordance to His will or His thought.
那神是一个灵，看不见。
God is spirit and He is invisible.
所以人要去感受神的感受，这个就是一种信仰的追求。
How can a man sense to the feeling of Lord? This is up to how he's going to pursue.
就是要追求主耶稣住在我们里面。
We should pursue for the abundance of Lord in our heart.
所谓主耶稣住在我们里面呢，就是他的爱感动我们。
Which is the move of Jesus? Which we are going to be moved by the love of Jesus.
他的灵充满我们。
And His Spirit dwells in us.
还有他的话在光照我们。
And His words shines upon us.
那这样我们对神的感觉就会越来越清楚。
Then we can have a clear sensitivity to the Lord.
让我们跟神的关系就能够越来越亲近。
We then build up a closer relationship to the Lord.
今天早上我们查考神说我很爱你们。
This morning we study about the love of God.
但是人说你在哪里爱我们。
But man asks, where is your love?
确实我们很多人在头脑上知道神很爱我们，但实际上并没有感受。
A lot of time men may say that God loves us, yet they don't sense, they don't even feel the love of God.
所以怎么让我们真的对神的爱有感动，这是跟神的关系一个最基础。
How can we actually be moved by the spirit of God, by the love of God, then we can build up a good relationship with Him.
那在第一章里面我们可以看到神很注重他自己的名。
In chapter 1 we learn that God looks upon His name.
圣经里面讲神做一切的事情到最后都是为着他的名。
And God does everything in order to glorify His name.
为什么神要创造天地万物？
Why God wanted to create heaven and earth?
圣经说为着荣耀他的名。
In order to glorify His name.
让我们信主耶稣有一个很重要的生活目标。
As a Christian, we have an important purpose in our life.
就是要荣耀神的名。
We also want to glorify His name.
以这个大目标来生活，我们跟神的关系就越来越好。
So this is a major target, and we try to pursue for this aim, a target. Then we, our relationship with the Lord will be better.
我们看第六节。
第一章第六节。
对。
Let's read chapter 1, verse 6.
说藐视我名的祭司啊，这里说藐视我的名。马拉基书一章六节。
Malachi chapter 1, verse 6. A son honors his father.
第六节。
第一章第六节。
对。
Where's my honor?Yet you say, in what way you have despised your name?
第一句话，不是藐视我名的祭司吗？
A son honors his father.
照中文的翻译本哈。
OK, 没关系。
这里说藐视我名祭司啊，哈，那神在讲以色列人哈，他是藐视神的。
后面 ，To your priests who despise my name, yet you say in what?Wait, have you despised your name? 后面
的，如果神感觉到我们藐视他的名，我们跟神的关系是不会好。
If God feels that we despise His name, then we won't have a good relationship with Him.
那神如果感觉到我们很尊重他的名，很敬畏他的名，我们跟神的关系就好。
If we honor His name, then we will have a good relationship.
因为每一个人哦。我们受洗就是归入主的名下。
After our baptism, we are in His name.
所以我们每一个人虽然没有一个名字挂在上面，其实我们的身上是挂着耶稣的名。
Although we do not bear any title yet, on each one of us, we do have the name of Jesus.
那我们教会，你看我们教会外面是挂耶稣的名。
Just take a look at our sign.The true Jesus Church, we uplift the name of God.
在这么多基督教派里面呢，真耶稣教会是挂耶稣的名。
Among all the denominations, True Jesus Church bears the name of Christ.
所以这有非常重要的意义。
It has very significant meaning.
如果我们要让神跟我们亲近，我们要尊重他的名。
If we want God to draw near us, we have to honor His name.
如果孩子藐视父亲的名
，If a child despises his parents' name,
羞辱父亲的名
，and even to abuse the parents' name,
这个关系是不会好。
Then they won't have good relationship.
如果小孩子让父亲的名得到荣耀
，if a child could honor his parents,
这个父亲对小孩子一定非常的爱护。
Then the father will love and protect the child more.
第六节开始就在讲献祭的事情。
And verse 6 deals with sacrifice and offering.
他将不好的、次好的献给神。
They bring this the secondary things to the Lord.
圣经里面呢，神借着先知告诉他们，你这个献给省长他都不要了，你怎么献给神？
And even you sacrifice this thing to the Lord, that the God will not be accepted.
我看第四节。
Let's read verse 4.
第十节。
Verse 10.
甚愿你们中间有一个关上殿门，免得你们突然在我坛上烧火。运军的神说，我不喜悦你们，也不从你们的手里收那供物。
Who is there even among you who should?Who shut the doors so that you will not kindle fire on my altar in vain?
所以在这里神告诉他们这个如果献祭不是对神的名有一个尊重在神看起来这并没有什么最好的结果。
So if the offering does not honor God, then it will not have good end result.
所以我们再看十一节。
Let's read verse 11.
万军的神说，从日出之地到日落之处，我的名在外邦中被尊为大，在各处被奉我的名烧香献洁净的供物，因为我的名在外邦中被尊为大。
So from the rising of the sun even to its going down, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. In every place, incense shall be offered to my name, and a pure offering for my name shall be great among the nations, says the Lord of hosts.
神的名要被尊为大。
So the name of the Lord has to be honored as the greatest.
那神的名怎么被尊为大？
How can the Lord's name be honored?
有好几个方式。
There are several ways.
一个是透过神的创造。
and through His creation.
表现神的伟大。
And manifesting, how great God is.
那在第一章里面。
In chapter one.
我们看第五节。
Let's read verse five.
你们必亲眼看见，也必说，愿神在以色列境外被尊为大。
Your eyes shall see, and you shall say, the Lord is magnified beyond the border of Israel.
为什么在以色列？以色列是选民呢，在选民之外要被尊为大呢
？Why God is honored by the non-Israelites？
第四节在讲以东。
Verse four describes about Adam。
这个以东是
about Edom。
以扫的后代。
Edom is the descendant of Esau。
那神已经说明第三节，
恶
以扫的这三年荒凉。把他的地业交给旷野的野狗。
But Esau have hated and laid waste his mountains and his heritage for the jackals of the wilderness.
所以没有被神拣选，这个命运已经决定了。
If a nation or the person is not selected by the Lord, chosen by the Lord, and his faith has pretty much determined.
那这个命运一旦决定，不是人本身可以翻身的。
Once it has been determined by the Lord, man can change nothing.
所以第四节以东人不服气。
So Edomites protested.
这里说我们虽然被毁坏，要重建荒废之处。
We have been impoverished, but we will return and build the desolate places.
但是神说
，But the Lord said,
你怎么建造，我就要把它拆毁。
They may build, but I will throw down.
也就是说。一旦命运被神决定，你人没有办法改变。
Once a person's fate has the future has been predetermined by the Lord, that nothing can be changed.
所以神的名就在这里被尊为大。
So the name of the Lord will be honored.
人就对神有敬畏的心。
The man will fear God.
所以中国话有一句话说啊，祸罪于天，无所导也。你如果得罪神，那个天就是神了，你就。没有要救了。
So if a person sins against the Lord, it is hopeless.
所以神是值得敬畏的。
So one should fear of God.
我们看耶利米书四十九章十八。
Let's refer to Jeremiah chapter 49,
十八节
，verse 18。
四十九章十八节。
Jeremiah chapter 49 verse 18.
神说必无人住在那地，也无人在其中寄居，要像索多玛、俄摩拉和邻近的城邑倾覆的时候一样。
As in the overthrow of Sodom and Gomorrah and their neighboring cities, Lord, no one shall abide there, nor shall the son of man dwell in it.
这里在提到以东人所住的地方。
And here describethe dwelling place of the Edomites.
永远荒废，没有人能够住。
And the place will become desolate.
所以这个神在掌管人的生死祸福人我们了解之后，使人对神有一种尊敬的心。
So God actually controls a man's life, and man should fear of him.
我们再来看马拉基书第一章。
Let's refer again to the book of Malachi, chapter 1.
十四节。
Verse 14.
行诡诈的在群羊群中有公羊，他许愿却有残疾的献给主，这人可畏的，因为我是大君王，我的名在外邦中是可畏的，这是万军的神说的。
But cursed be the deceiver who has in his flock a male and makes a vow, but sacrifice to the Lord what is blemished, for I am a great king, says the Lord of hosts, and my name is to be feared among the nations.
这里神自我介绍说是我是大君王。
And God make a self introduction saying that I am a great king.
诗篇里面说他坐在至高之处。
And God says in the highest place.
为什么神的名荣耀？
Why God's name is so glory?
因为他坐在至高之处。
And he sits in the utmost position.
再上去没有了。
And there's nobody higher than him.
所以神的名是非常的荣耀尊贵的。
And so God's name is so glory.
因此这个神的名是我们生活应该要荣耀一个最重要的目标。
So one of our goals is to honor God's name.
我记得有一个弟兄他在提到一个他本身的体验。
A brother once mentioned about his personal experiences.
他说有一阵子他不晓得怎么样了。 大概神感动他，他把他为公司所做的事情啊，全部都把他一条一条列出来，然后把它印出来。
Perhaps he was moved by the Lord once. He listed all of his accomplishments at work.
那有一天呢、啊，他公司的大老板忽然走进他的办公室。
So one day, his superior came to his office.
那这个从来没有发生过的。
And this never happened. The big boss came to his office.
那一个很大的公司、啊。
And he worked in a big company.
啊，结果那个弟兄就找这个机会，就把那个他写的，你说你看我为公司做多少事情。
So he provided the list, to the VP or the director, his accomplishments.
哇，那个老板看起来很高兴啊。
So the VP was very happy to read that.
结果那个弟兄就再问他一句说。那最近裁员会不会裁到我？
And this brother asked the VP, there is a recent layoff, whether I will be affected.
这个老板说，我看到你这一节哦，不会裁到你。
So the VP told him that, well, you are not on the list. You will be laid off.
那个弟兄到现在还在那个公司上班。
So the brother is still working in the same company, still with the same company.
当一个人有权。我们在这个人的权下，我们都懂得去尊敬、尊重这个人。
So when a person has a power, we honor him, and we actually submit to him.
哦，那我们就可以从这个人得到好处。
And we can gain benefits.
但是真的有权的是在是神。
A God is the real powerful one.
但是很可惜，就是很多人不懂得尊重神。
Unfortunately, a lot of people do not know how to honor him.
如果我们真的懂得尊重神，得到神的喜悦
，If we honor God and please Him,
我们的一生跟神的关系一定是非常亲近，恩典用不完。
We will be so close to the Lord, and we receive abundant blessings from Him.
好，那第二章我们看马拉基书。
Let's continue to read Malachi chapter 2.
这个第二章第一节到第九节在谈到祭司跟神的关系。
It's about the relationship between God and the priest.
我们知道旧约时代有三种人最尊贵。
During the Old Testament, there are three honorable people.
就是君王、先知跟祭司。
A king, a prophet, and the priest.
他们是受膏的。
They were the anointed ones.
这个数目都不是很多。
They are not a great deal of numbers.
那这个祭司是专门在服侍神的。
A priest is to serve the Lord.
所以他们跟神之间有一个约。
So they have a covenant with the Lord.
我们看第四节。
Let's read verse 4.
你们就知道我传这个诫命给你们是我与立位所立的约可以长存。这是万军的神说的。
Then you shall know that I've sent this commandment to you that my covenant with Levi may continue, says the Lord of hosts.
到底这个约是什么？
So what does this covenant refer to?
我们看第五节。
Let's read verse 5.
我曾与他立生命和平安的约，我将这两样事给他，使他存敬畏的心，他就敬畏我，惧怕我的名。
My covenant was with him, one of life and peace, and I gave them to him that he might fear me. So he feared me, and he was reverent before my name.
这个就是说，立位人得到这个身份之后，祭司的身份之后，他们用敬畏神的心来服侍神。
So when a Levi gained this title from the Lord, so he feared God, and was reverent before his name.
来服侍神。
And to serve the Lord.
然后神就应许他们生命跟平安。
And the Lord, and the Lord grant them life and peace.
所以这个约有两部分。
So this covenant contains of two parts.
一部分是立位人对神的服事。
And the first part is the service of Levi to the Lord.
那另外一部分是神对立位人服事的回应。
And the response of the Lord.To the service of the Levites.
这是一个非常宝贵的约。
This is a very precious covenant.
所以立位人怎么得到恩典呢？
So how did a Levi receive the blessing?
就是存敬畏的心服侍神。
And he served the Lord with fear.
然后他的生活就会充满生命跟平安。
And then his life will be full of peace, peace and joy.
所以只要他把他的 本分做好，他跟神的关系就会很好，他得到的恩典就会很大。
As long as he fulfill his obligation, then he will have good relationship with the Lord, and at the end he will receive blessings.
但是我们现在发现哦，在利未人的服事当中啊，发生问题。
There are some problems happened during the in the service of the Levites.
我们看第二节。
第二章第二节啊。Let's read verse 2.
万军的神说，你们若不听从，也不放在心上，将荣耀归于我的名，我就是咒诅临到你们，使你们的福分变为咒诅，因为你们不把诫命放在心上，我已经咒诅你们。
If you will not hear, and if you will not take it to heart to give glory to my name, says the Lord of hosts, I will send a curse upon you, and I will curse your blessings. Yes, I have cursed them already because you do not take it to heart.
那本来这个是一个非常荣耀的约。
This is supposed to be a very, very, very honorary and a glory covenant.
结果利未人服事到最后变成把福气变成咒诅。
But the service of the Levite resulted a curse at the end.
当然这个关系不好。
That means that they didn't have a good relationship with the Lord.
所以服事到最后不但没有得到恩典，反而被咒诅。
So that service is not rewarded, and yet they receive a curse from the Lord.
那到底问题在哪里？
So what are the problems?
我们看第九节。
Let's read verse 9 of chapter 2.
所以我使你们被人藐视，看为下贱。因为你们不守我的道，在律法上占寻情面。
Therefore, I do not make you contemptible and base before all the people, because you have not kept my ways, but have shown partiality in the law.
这里说你们不守我的道，在律法上占寻情面。
And because you have not kept my ways, but have shown partiality in the law.
那我们就想，到底利未人的工作是做什么？
So let's take a close look of the job function of a Levite.
好，我们看第六节。
Let's read verse 6.
真实的律法在他的口中，他的嘴也没有不义的话。他以平安跟正直与我所同行，使多人离开罪孽。
The law of truth was in his mouth, and injustice was not found in his lips. On his lips, he walked with me in peace and equality, and turned many away from iniquity.
所以通过利未人所做的工作，会让人离开罪恶。
And through the work of a Levite, we result a person to turn away from iniquity.
那怎么通过他的工作使人离开罪呢？
So how can God through a Levite make a person to turn away from iniquity?
第七节。
Let's read verse 7.
祭司的嘴也当存着知识，人也当从他的口中寻求律法，因为他是万军神的使者。
For the lips of a priest should keep knowledge, and people should keep the law from his mouth, for he is the messenger of the Lord of hosts.
他是神的使者。
Again, he is the messenger of the Lord.
那代替神传神的话语。
And he will speak on behalf of God.
那因为神的话语传得很全备，人就能够对自己的罪有一个了解。
So if the perfect word of God can be spread clearly, then a person will sense to and realize his sins committed.
因为有一个标准在心里面，所以人对对错有一个分别。
So once a standard is set in his mind, he'll be able to discern good and evil.
所以使人能够离开罪恶，归向正道，来亲近神。
So man can turn away from iniquity and approach God.
这是利未人应该做的。
So this is the scope of service of a Levite.
但是问题在哪里？
What are the problems there?
第八节。
Verse 8.
你们却偏离了正道，使许多人在律法跌倒。
But you have departed from the way, you have caused many to stumble at the law.
就是利未人本身的生活已经离开神的道。
And the Levite had astray from the words of God.
然后他本来从嘴中有神的话，他现在也不讲神的话。
And they don't even proclaim the words of God.
所以人就跌倒，就生活全部离开神的道了。
So many stumble and departed from the words of God.
我记得去看一个组内的弟兄啊。
Once I visited a brother.
他说我要来听第一晚的布道。
And he told me that he wanted to listen to the first night's evangelical service.
看有没有讲罪。
Whether the topic of sin is covered.
哦，因为他讲啊，他说人最讨厌听罪。
He said that a man doesn't like to hear about sin.
哦，不错。
It is true.
现在布道会，你如果一直讲罪，到布道者跑光了。
If the a topic of for evangelism keeps on mentioning about sins, many people are reluctant to listen.
哦，所以我们都一直在讲神的恩典。
So a lot of time we cover about the mercy or the grace of the Lord.
讲神的爱。
Touching base the love of Christ.
所以慕道者将感受神的爱，这样来亲近神。
So the true seekers can sense the love of God and believe in Him.
这是可以了解的。
This is understandable.
但是我们信主的人哦。
However, as a Christian,
如果我们不愿意听到罪，这个我们灵性会有问题。
If we are reluctant to hear about sins, then there's a problem of our spirituality.
为什么？
Why?
因为我们天天在这个社会打滚。
We live in this society every day.
我们外面所接触的人大部分是没有信仰。
And we contact a lot of people who are non-believers.
我们的大环境是世俗的。
So our environment is so secular.
所以如果我们没有把神的话讲得很清楚。
If we do not proclaim the word of God clearly.
为了让大家感觉到很好。
So many people can feel good about it.
我们不敢讲罪。
However, if we dare not to mention about sin,
我们就是跟这里的利未人一样。
We are just like the Levites, just like the Levites.
因为我们的嘴应该存着知识。
And our lips, our mouth should be full of knowledge.
使人从我们传扬正确的知识里面去了解什么是对的，什么是错的。
So man can understand what is right and wrong from what we proclaim.
那我们才能够离开正道，过一个神所喜欢的生活。
Then we can live in the life that will please God.
我们现在看很多这个电视的传道人。
When we notice a lot of TV evangelists,
吸引很多人。
Of course, they draw a lot of people.
但是你仔细看。
If you take a close look.
这个吸引很多的人大部分都不讲罪。
And you can, and then you will notice, they hardly mention about sins.
大部分都是讲你信耶稣可以得到什么好处。
Most of the TV evangelists, will tell you that if you believe in him, what kind of benefits that you will have.
因为现在人喜欢听。
This is what many people like to listen to.
所以这个叫做成功神学。
This is called a theologies of success.
Prosperity. Theology of prosperity.
Theology of prosperity.
这人喜欢听。
So this kind of topic will please a lot of audiences.
你如果努力敬拜神。
If you worship God wholeheartedly.
你过去开旧车，明年你开新车。
If you really believe in Him, you will drive a new car next year.
如果你认真敬拜神。
If you truly believe in Him, worship God.
你今年开新车，明年会开进口的。
This year you'll drive a new car, and next year you will even drive an imported car.
所以他把信仰把它传扬变成你怎么在世界上很昌盛繁荣。
So the way how this evangelist preach, we make you feel that you'll be very prosperous on this earth.
这个变成信仰的重点。
And this becomes the point, the focus on the worldly material.
但如果我们翻开圣经来看，这个不对的。
But if we refer to the Bible and it is wrong,
我看得见是暂时的。
And what we can see are temporary.
看不见是永
远。What we can see is forever.
我们是凭信心，不凭眼见。
And we believe based on our faith, not based on what we can see.
成功不成功，不是用这个标准来衡量。
So whether successful or unsuccessful is not judged by the worldly material.
是以神的标准来衡量。
It is based on God's standard.
如果一个人在世界上赚很多钱，
if a person make a lot of money on this earth,
他懂得用这个来爱神爱人，
and if he make well use of wealth to love God and to love man,
他是一个成功的，
and he is a successful person.
如果神给他很多恩典，
if God give a lot of blessings and graces,
他不懂得用这个来爱神爱人，
and he misuse all his belonging to love God and to love man,
那在神的标准之下，这不算成功。
And in the standard of God, he is not a successful person.
如果神给我们活八十年，
If God gives a life of 80 years,
我们尽量用神给我们的时间来爱神爱人。
And we may try well use of a lifetime to love God and to love man.
在神的标准，这是成功的。
And in the standard of the Lord, this is a successful person.
如果神给我们八十年，
But if God gives us 80 years old,
我们在爱神爱人的事情上什么都没有做。
And we do nothing to love man nor to love God.
这个在神的标准之下，这不能够算是成功。
And in the eyes of God, he is not a successful one.
所以当我们在判断人生是不是成功，
And when we try to distinguish whether this person has a successful life,
那个标准不是从世界上拿进来的。
And we do not based on the secular standard.
那个标准是在圣经里面。
And the standard is in the Holy Scripture.
但是我们要传扬这个标准，这就不简单。
It's not easy for us to proclaim this standard.
所以祭司要得到神的喜欢。
In order for a priest to please God,
可能他的讯息不一定是适合当时的口味。
And his message will not please the current, should not follow the current.
但是如果这个讯息会懂得让一个人对自己的情况有一个正确的认识而改变，这是对的。
If the message delivered can make a person to realize what is the best for him in according to the Bible.
我常常在想，
I always think about this.
我们人生最难的一件事情是什么？
What is the most difficult thing for a person to do in his life?
就是对自己有了解。
And to understand himself.
这真的很难啊。
It's hard to do a self-understanding or self-analysis.
所谓对自己有了解，就是到底神怎么看我？
And how does God judge me?
这个真的。
How does God evaluate me? It is hard.
如果这一点可以达到，我们会一直在进步。
If a person has such kind of clear understanding, then he will make progress.
神怎么看我？
And how does God look at me?
这个是最重要一件事情。
This is the most important thing for a person to do.
那神怎么看我呢？
How does God evaluate me?
我们就要从圣经的标准来看。
And we have to base on the standard stated in the Bible.
那这个要从祭司的嘴里面出来的。
And this should be from the mouth, should be from the lips of a priest.
那祭司是谁？
And who is a priest then?
如果照圣经来讲啊，祭司，他圣经说他没有分财产。
A priest like Levi has no property.
利未人没有财产。
A Levi has no property.
神就是他的产业。
God is his inheritance.
如果以比较狭义来讲啊，祭司就是现在的传道人。
A priest may also refer to the modern's full-time minister.
但是我们到新约时代就不是这样了。
But in the New Testament time, it is different.
圣经说我们是君尊的祭司。
We are a elegant priest.
是圣洁的国度。
It's a holy kingdom.
是属神的子民。
And we are the children of God.
所以每一个人都是祭司。
So everyone is a priest.
那我们的家庭。
So in our family.
就是我们在带领。
And it's led by us.
所以我们的家人应该从我们的嘴里面来得到真知识。
So our household member should gain the spiritual knowledge from our lips.
借着我们的生活，借着我们的话语，他们能够分辨什么是对的，什么是错的。
Through our life and our words, they can discern what is good and evil.
那这样我们在神面前我们就是一个尽职的工人。
And then in the eyes of God, we are faithful servants.
那平安跟喜乐就会跟着我们在我们的家庭里面。
The peace and joy will come to our family.
所以有很多时候我们生活发生愁苦。
In many occasions, when we have tribulations, when we have sorrows.
有时候是因为我们生活有一些错误。
It is because we have wrongdoings in our life.
那如果我们从开始我们就能够有一个正确的生活观念。
If we can have a correct attitude of our life since the beginning.
到最后我们所得到的一定是平安跟喜乐。
And in the end, we will definitely receive peace and joy from above.
我们现在看箴言。
Let's refer to the books of Proverbs.
箴言的第三章
Chapter 3 Verse 14
第三章十四节
Proverbs chapter 3 verse 14
得智慧胜过得银子他的利益强如精金十五节
15
比珍珠宝贝你所喜爱的都不足以比较十六节
16
他的右手有长寿他的左手有富贵
So in here you
他的道是安乐的，他的路全是平安的。
Verse 14, here refers to wisdom. For her proceeds are better than the profit silver, and again than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things you may desire cannot compare with her. Length of days is in her right hand, in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace.
金子、银子、珍珠，这是大家喜欢的。
And everybody likes like the gems such as silver, gold, and rubies.
我们知道它的价值。
We know the values.
所以你看，我们这么认真在追求。
That's why many people pursue for the secular wealth.
但是这里讲，智慧的价值超过这些。
But the Bible says that wisdom is better than all better the profits of silver, gold, and even rubies.
一切所喜爱的都不能够这个相比。
Everything we desire on this earth is incomparable to the wisdom of God.
十六节，他的右手有长寿。
Length of days is in her right hand.
啊，什么是长寿
？And what is a longevity?
啊，长寿就是永生。
Length of days refer to eternal life.
左手有富贵。
In her left hand, riches and honor.
啊，富就是丰富，贵就是尊贵。
Riches and honors means wealth and honor.
我们的富是什么
？And what is the richness?
我们的富就是神的恩典。
Which is the blessing of God?
我们的贵是什么
？What is our honor?
我们的贵是神的儿女。
We are the children of God.
那他的道是安乐的，他的路是平安的。
And so his ways, his paths are peace.
所以智慧所带领我们的生活到最后是安乐平安的。
So the wisdom guide us footstep, and we have a pleasantness and peace.
那个智慧从哪里来
？So where does the wisdom come from?
那个智慧就从神的话来。
And the wisdom is from the words of God.
所以祭司的嘴应当存着知识。
So the lips of a priest should keep knowledge.
让寻求的人得到永生。
And the person who pursue for it will have eternal life.
得到富贵。
And we have honor.
让他的生活的结果是平安跟喜乐。
And at the end, his life will be full of peace, with peace and joy.
这是我们做圣工服侍神的最后的目标。
And this is the target as a sacred worker.
把人带到神的面前过一个义的生活。
We bring people to the front of God to live in a righteous life.
而且在神的面前做一个神喜欢的人。
And in front of God, we should please Him.
不管世界怎么样。
It doesn't matter how does the world criticize us.
那是世界的。
And that belongs to the
world. 世界的王是魔鬼。
And the king of this world is Satan.
我们的王是神。
And our king is God.
所以我们生活的目标。
So the target or the goal of our life
是以神作标准
and is to make God as the center
为荣耀神的名
and in order to glorify His name.
那这个祭司没有这样做。
Unfortunately, the priest doesn't follow so.
看到人前看到一些他改变了
and they change their attitude.
所以
before all the people,
他讲的话没有属灵原则。
So all the words have no spiritual base,
因此,
no spiritual basis.
人善恶不分就离开神了。
So man did not know how to discern good and evil, and they turn away from God.
就堕落了。
And they were corrupted.
就得罪神了。
And they sinned against God.
所以这样服事反而带来咒诅。
And so the service has become a curse.
所以在现在这个世代。
So in this era,
可能布道会我们不能讲罪。
Perhaps in the evangelical service, we cannot talk about sin.
但是耶稣说，天国近了，你们要悔改。
But Jesus says that heaven is at hand, you shall, heaven is near, you shall repent.
悔改是什么？
What is the meaning of repentance?
我们要知道什么是罪。
And to make a person to understand what sin is.
我们要离开罪。
We have to be away from the sin.
这样我们才跟神的国有份。
Then we will have a part in the heavenly kingdom.
所以对一个已经入信的人已经信主的人
to a Christian believer,
对罪要非常敏感
He has to be sensitive to sin.
这是我们的工作
This is our task.
这是我们
our job.
真教会的工作
This is the job of the true Jesus Church.
现在的基督教已经没有标准了
Many of the Christian denominations have no standard.
同性恋可以按作牧师请问标准在哪里
Even a homosexual person can be ordained as a minister. What is the standard then?
已经没有标准了
And there's no moral standard.
人在神的爱里面已经腐化了。
And in the love of God, man is corrupted.
把神的爱当作借口腐化。
And they only use God's love as an excuse, and they become so corrupted.
其实爱是不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。
Love should look upon only truth and righteousness.
所以人对神的爱已经误用了。
And man misused the love of God.
所以在第二章我们可以看到神跟人的关系发生问题在哪里。
So we can see in chapter 2 of Malachi the problems of man's and God's relationship.
第一个是祭司没有尽责。
And as a priest, they did not fulfill their obligation.
再来是人的生活离开神的道。
And secondly, man's are away from the word of God.
所以人跟神的问题发生了。
And man has a bad relationship with God.
好，那我们再看再请看第二章马拉基书第二章。
Let's continue to read Malachi chapter 2.
这个第二章从11节一直到16节。
From verse 11 to verse 16.
这个11节到16节在提到人跟神的关系跟家庭生活有关系。
It also deals with man's and God's relationship and how it would affect the family life.
不是的哈。家庭生活跟人跟神的关系有关系的。
The family life is affected between the man's and God's relationship.
Yeah. 如果家庭生活发生问题
if a family life has problem,
人跟神的关系会发生问题。
Then the relationship between man and God is also jeopardized.
所以我们有时候常常想啊，这我跟神的关系，我跟家人没有关系，不是这样。
All the time we may feel that my relationship with God has nothing to do with the family life.
好，我们看第二章，马拉基书第二章。
第二章啊 ，Let's read chapter 2 of Malachi.
我们看13节。
Verse 13.
你们又行了一件这样的事，使前妻叹息哭泣的眼泪遮盖的神的坛，以致神不再看顾那供物，与不乐意从你们手中收纳。
This is the second thing you do. You cover the altar of the Lord with tears, with weeping and crying, so he does not regard the offering anymore, nor receive it with good from your hands.
献祭，这本来是神悦纳的。
An offering normally is normally accepted by the Lord.
但是现在说这个献祭，神不看顾，神也不接纳。
And now God does not regard the offering anymore.
到底问题在哪里？
And what are the problems then?
这里说你使前妻哭泣这里没有点点点这没有本来是没有前妻的
And here it covered all of the Lord with tears, with weeping and crying.
这个就是在家庭里面有人流眼泪了。
Which means that someone weep in the family.
这流眼泪从哪里来？
And so where does it come from?
我们看第十五节
Let's read verse 15.
他虽然有灵的余力能造多人，他不单造一人吗？为何只造一人呢？乃是他愿人得虔诚的后裔，所以应当谨守你们的心，谁也不可以用诡诈带幼年所起的气。
But did he not make them one, having a remnant of the spirit, and why one? He seeks godly offspring that will take heed to the spirit and let none deal treacherously with the wife of his youth.
所以这里讲以诡诈待妻。
And here he mentioned about dealing treacherously with the wife of his youth.
那我们再看16节。
Let's continue to read verse 16 of Malachi. 16节。For the Lord God of Israel says that he hates divorce, for he covers one's garment with violence, says the Lord of hosts, therefore take heed to your spirit that you do not deal treacherously.
这个16节在谈到神恨恶两件事情。
That's one, the two things that God hates.
第一个
hates,
强暴待妻。
And treating, dealing the wife treacherously.
强暴
treating the spouse with violence.
有的是用暴力的，有的是用言语上。
People may have violence in speech or in action.
也就是说对配偶不好。
And in other words, he treats the spouse badly.
那配偶当然就流眼泪了。
And of course, the spouse will weep.
那有的是少年娶的，很年纪就结婚了，到结婚几十年后就觉得这个天天看的已经没有味道，讨厌。
And someone got married at a very young age, and after a long period of time, he kind of get fed up with his wife.
这不喜欢就天天就把妻子弄得流眼泪。
And he disliked his wife and tried to torture her and tried to treat her treacherously and make her to cry.
圣经说这样献祭神不会悦纳。
And so if he, so his offering will not be accepted by the Lord.
家庭生活有问题，那如果这个问题没有解决，你祷告达不到神那里。
So if there is a family chaos, then his prayer will not upreach God.
但这更厉害的，到最后演变到变成休妻。
And it will become very serious, resulting in divorce.
这个是神不喜欢的。
And this will displease God.
这个会影响我们跟神的关系的。
And this will also affect our relationship with God.
所以我们要跟神亲密，我们的家庭生活很重要。
So if we have a close relationship with the Lord, and our family life is also important.
家庭生活很和睦，很圆满，我们跟神的关系才没有阻碍。
If we have a harmonic family life, then there will be no hindrance between God and us.
家庭生活有问题，我们跟神的关系就有问题。
If family life has a problem, has a chaos, then our relationship with the Lord will be jeopardized.
这个两个绝对有关系的。
And these two are closely related to each other.
但是当事人好像不知道。
Seems that the individual may not realize this problem.
但是为了确保我们的家庭生活能够很好。
In order to have a good family life.
有一件事情非常重要。
There's one important aspect.
就是从十节到十一节。
As we may refer from verse 10 to 11.
就是我们的结婚对象需要有相同的信仰。
And our spouse should have the same faith.
如果有相同的信仰，我们家庭才会非常圆满。
So if the couple have the same faith, then we'll have a harmonic life.
所以有人把它画一个三角形。
So someone tried to draw a triangular shape.
神在上面。
God is above.
丈夫跟太太在左边跟右边两个角落。
And husband and wife are at the two different corners.
当丈夫跟太太两个都很亲近神。
So when both the husband and wife are closely related to God,
你就发现夫妻之间越来越亲近。
Then the relationship between the husband and wife are getting better and better.
其实信徒也是这样。
And by the same token as a Christian,
你看圣经讲三千个人聚集在耶路撒冷。
And 3,000 people assembled in Jerusalem.
大家被圣灵充满。
And they were all filled by the Holy Spirit.
忽然间变成一家人。
And suddenly they became one family.
凡物共用。
And they share all their belongings.
为什么
？Why？
因为每个人跟神很亲。
Since everybody is so closely related to God.
那更是很亲，弟兄姊妹就很亲了。
So if individual can be closely related to God, then all the brothers and sisters are closely related.
如果全家被圣灵充满，
if the entire family is filled with the Holy Spirit,
全家就很亲了。
And they are so closely attached to each other.
这是一种非常奇妙的这种体验。
And this is such a wonderful experience.
所以为着家庭生活是和睦。
In order to have a harmony family life.
信仰相同结婚，这是最好的开始。
It is very important that the husband and wife should have the common faith, common belief.
有喜欢不同信仰的话，最好是带他来能够接受以后，我们再开始考虑婚姻。
If we happen to meet our future spouse with different faith, we should bring them to the church first.
但是如果我们是信主以后，信主以前结婚的。
If we wed before our marriage,
那我们就要尽量带我们另外一半来信主。
And then we should bring our non-believer spouse to the Christ.
那这样我们能够确保我们家庭能够和睦，我们跟神的关系会很。
Then we can have a better family life.
所以马拉基书在提到人跟神的关系。
So the book of Malachi deals with the relationship between man and God.
这跟我们的奉献有关系，服侍。
It's also related to our dedication to the Lord, our service to the Lord, and our offering.
这也跟我们的家庭生活有关系。
And also related to our family life.
这是整体的。
It is wholesome.
所以我们跟神的关系不只是说跪在这里祷告，很专心、很认真、很有信心，不只是这样而已。
we don't just simply, we don't just pray, in front of the Lord in the church.
我们生活的每一个层面。
In every phenomenon, every aspect of our life.
都会跟我们跟神的关系有关系。
And it's also related to, it's also, will also affect our relationship with the Lord.
我们需要不断的调整。
Therefore, we should always adjust our life.
使我们跟神越来越亲近。
And so we can getting closer and closer to the Lord.
我们一起来默祷。
Let's bow and pray in silence.
阿们。我们休息20分钟。
Let's take a 20 minutes break.